Feast of the Fields takes place this Thursday, September 19th from 5 to 8:30 p.m. at Saratoga National Golf Club to benefit Saratoga Plan, continuing its eight-year tradition. Feast of the Fields pairs area restaurants and farms in an effort to promote sustainable agriculture, support the regional economy, and provide greater awareness of conserving regional farms and the importance of buying and eating local. For the sixth straight year, Feast of the Fields will be set amid the beautiful grounds of Saratoga National Golf Club with spectacular views of the 135 acres of forest and wetlands protected through a conservation easement held by Saratoga Plan. Saratoga Plan Executive Director Maria Trepka joins us this morning. Good morning, Maria.
Good morning, Joe.
A delight to have you here once again. Also joining us, we have two farmers participating in the Feast of the Fields. Jan King of King's Ransom Farm and King Brothers Dairy, welcome to the program.
Good morning, Joe.
Thank you very much for being here. And Joshua Rockwood of West Wind Acres joins us as well. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Good to have you here. So, Maria, let us begin with you of what is... Well, first of all, we should not bury the lead here. The event is sold out. Yes?
It is. Yes,
okay.
It is.
All right. So we're not pushing tickets as much as we are talking about the great work you're doing.
Right, right.
Okay, excellent. So talk about the great work you're doing.
Okay.
Well, sir, what is the purpose of this that has worked so well the last 7-8 years?
So the Feast of the Fields supports Saratoga Plan's work, and Saratoga Plan helps landowners and municipalities with protecting important farms, woodlands, waters, and trail corridors throughout the Saratoga County region.
And what ultimately have you been able to achieve over that time?
Well, in the Saratoga Plan is 10 years old, and in that time, we have done a number of open space plans with the counties and the towns. We have protected a number of farms, about 15 different farms, and hold conservation easements on those farms. We also have about 25 properties that we own, 13 of which are open to the public and have hiking trails that people can go out and enjoy.
When you look at this as far as Saratoga County specifically, what are the challenges in doing what you do?
Well, Saratoga County is the fastest growing county in New York State for over 10 years. So we have that that stress of multiple desires for land. And secondly, because we have the Northway right up the middle of the county and a number of towns up the middle of the county, we have that fragmentation of land that we're seeing development sprawl out in from there. And that just breaks up our farmland, breaks up our woodlands, and fragments the landscape.
When you think of Saratoga County, obviously it is a very diverse county. And Jan, I guess you can speak to this of living in you're in Schuylerville, but more Northumberland, right? Is that
that's correct?
Yeah. So you're from one of those great old farm families that has a road named after them, right?
That's yes.
You
that
come
is.
You come by this honestly.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So, why is something like this so important to you?
Well, being able to participate with Saratoga Plan, we've done a number of things over the last couple of years with them, in addition to the Feast of the Fields, and preserving open space and farmland is very important to our family. You know, we've farmed in the area for over 100 years and hope to for 100 more. So being able to maintain open space to let us do what we do is real important.
When you participate, what does that mean? What do you actually have to do?
Well, we've, for the Feast of the Fields, we're fortunate to provide some of the dairy products to the local chefs who make the different food that's going to be served at the feast. So it's nice to be able to provide product, you know, to help out in the things that are going to be served. And in addition, the attending the feast is a lot of fun.
Absolutely. It is a lot of fun. And so let's talk to Joshua Rockwood about your participation and what West Wind Acres is up to.
This is our third year with the Feast of Fields. We have had the opportunity to provide meats for several different chefs over the last 3 years. A couple of them have actually become customers, which has been an excellent...
That's a good thing.
Good thing for us. Our farm is pasture-based. We have all of our animals out in the grass as much as possible, and we try to let them grow how they would naturally if they were wild animals. So our cows, we move every day to fresh grass. Our pigs are out in the middle of a field. Occasionally they get into the mud, but mostly middle of the field.
Well, that's a pig thing.
It is a big thing.
That's good. We have no problem with that. That's natural.
And then we have free-range chickens and sheep as well. We feed natural organic feed to all of our animals as well.
So have since you've all been in it for a long time, is the atmosphere getting better? Is it getting any easier to do what you do?
Farming by nature, I don't think can ever actually be easy, but people and...
Well, I mean, that's work.
It's hard work, but organizations like Saratoga Plan, having them come in and help educate the consumers and the neighbors that it's good to have farms around definitely does make an impact. People knowing that conserving the lands for nature, so when they see a farm, they're okay with it instead of asking why does it smell so bad or why is there mud on the road.
Yeah, we'll keep moving. Yeah, move on. When you look at your how many acres are in the King Farm? I mean,
we own over 800.
Yeah, I mean that's a lot. So, I mean, do you feel pressure at all to?
So, in addition to what we own, we do rent acres both in Saratoga and Washington County, and there's pressure every year from encroachment with housing projects. You know, the county is a desirable place to live, and more houses are being built all the time. And we're fortunate to work with a great group of landowners that have owned the property for a number of years, and most of them have an interest in seeing their property continue in agriculture. But there's generally, when there are changes from generation to generation in the ownership of the land, that's when you might see there's more of a chance of it coming out of agriculture and maybe being put into building projects. So there are portions every year that when I deal with talking with the landowners that when they're offered money for building, that is definitely a real option. So the things that Saratoga Plan can offer to help keep that property into agriculture and open space, I think can work well for some of these owners, but it just has to happen at the right time.
And when you speak to them, I mean, you speak from a vantage point, from experience, that you have all of these acres and certainly have felt those pressures and were able to overcome them in some way, shape, or form.
Well, that's correct, but ultimately, those types of decisions aren't made by me. They're made by the landowner. So I always like to have conversations with those people and you know, what do they want to have done with their property? And,
right.
And whatever we can do to make that happen.
Right, but you're a landowner too, right?
Correct.
And you have had much of the same pressures put on you, I would assume.
Mm-hmm.
So so it's a case that you can make because you can say this is what worked for me and perhaps this can work for you.
Absolutely, that's 100% correct.
Okay, so when you think of the things you can put into your utility belt, Maria, for farmers and for those of us trying to save this land. Are there enough tools? What tools are there? Are there more that we can put in there that for some reason are being held up, or are we?
Yeah, there are more tools than we're currently using. Municipalities could be using the transfer of development rights, where you would protect one place in exchange for developing another one more intensely. And that's a study that we've been doing for a couple of the local towns to show what that would look like for them, because they've been slow to kind of wade into that. We're doing a number of studies that will be released this fall, just informational studies that will help the towns and the landowners and the conservation organizations and the developers, everybody, to understand our region better, particularly like where is our groundwater being recharged, where are species migrating to and from, especially with as climate changes, really what is on the ground. This is the first time we're going to have a very good map of what is agriculture, what is forest, what is developed, and what is sort of, you know, semi-developed sprawl out there. And a number of other analyses that we're doing. And that will be educators, students, planning boards, developers, conservation organizations will all be able to use that information to guide both development and conservation.
We're just about out of time, but I mean, your situation in Saratoga is different than, say, Washington County, in that the county is much more eclectic. I mean, you have areas that are so commercially developed, where where Washington County is more rural.
That's right. It's both a strength and a challenge,
right?
Because we have the people, we have the customer base, we have more farms than we actually have a growing number of acres and numbers of farms in our county. So development is actually working for us and for agriculture in a lot of ways.
Well, the event is sold out, but, bug them and maybe something will come available. Who knows? Feast of the Fields takes place this Thursday, September 19th, from 5 to 8:30 at the Saratoga National Golf Club to benefit Saratoga Plan. It's continuing. So this is ninth year or the eighth year?
This is the ninth year.
Ninth year. Wonderful. Saratoga Plan Executive Director Maria Trapka, Jen King, and Joshua Rockwood, I thank you very much for being with us. It's a great pleasure.
Thanks, Joe.
Thanks.
Thank you. You can find out more about the work that they do at saratogaplan.org, saratogaplan.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.